This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
This morning, we're talking to a man who first came to our attention here in 2006 because he just became this overnight role model to gay men in rural Australia and really just people in general, I think. He was an out contestant on Big Brother. Since then, he's danced with two left feet. He's sold some free-range lamb. He's even showcased his skills at last year's Get This World Dog Games.
Oh, he's won my heart.
He's the new ambassador for the RSPCA. Of course, I'm talking about Farmer Dave Graham. Good morning to you.
G'day guys, good morning.
Morning.
Do we still call you Farmer Dave?
Well, technically I am still a farmer. I still have 700 sheep and go back every month to care for them and to mark and sell and do all of those things. So yes, technically I suppose, even though I've moved to the Big Smoke.
Yeah. So what sort of happened in the last couple of years?
Well, a lot. I mean, that lamb thing just went through the roof because the point of difference that I had was that my sheep, of course, didn't get mulesed and didn't get shorn. We didn't use any chemicals and they were completely free range. So the marketplace just sucked it up and
were
gangbusters. And we started supplying 50 different farmers markets a month. It was huge and kind of got a little bit out of control for me. So I passed that on to different family members. So it's still going fairly well in Queensland. And I just kind of took stock, turning 30, as I think everyone does. Just took a break from farming and from the whole business life and went and spent the wet season up at Aracoon, which is an Aboriginal community at the top of Queensland. Yeah, just got back to country and got back to finding out within myself what's important and what I should be doing with my own life rather than, you know, as so many people do, live your life with your parents. And I kind of thought, you know, 30, alone, living in the outback, I probably needed a career change. And that's when I, you know, started doing a lot of stuff with dogs and thought, you know what, maybe the universe is saying, go down this direction. So, yeah, a lot's been happening. It's crazy. There's a mine that's probably going to get started, one of the biggest bauxite mines in the world, just in Wick Country, just outside of Aracoon Town. So obviously what they want to do is employ the 1,200 townspeople on the mine and give them the skills. And so I was up there helping to teach them the work crews, just your basic skills so that they can go on to work in the mines, which was pretty good. And of course the dog problem in the community is massive. A lot of the diseases that are spread to the children come from the dogs. And, you know, they've really changed things, changing a lot of the attitudes up there, just to bring a notion that dogs, yes, are a good part of your life, but you've got to take care of them and you can't let them get mangy and all that sort of stuff. And also the numbers need to be kept down because I think there was getting up to, you know, half a dozen dogs per person there for a stage. Biggest eye-opener I think I've had for a long while.
So you ended up moving to Sydney.
Yeah, moved to Sydney about 4 months ago. Started up my new canine behaviourist business where I go into people's homes and sort out all of their dog problems. If it's a reactive dog to other dogs, or if a dog's bitten someone, or if the dog just jumps up and, you know, gets all over people or all over furniture, well, then I go in there and teach the owners the skills to get the dog to calm down and be a, you know, a responsible member of the family.
So we've seen some international reality TV programs from England and America with these kinds of behaviours, but your approach is a bit more of a positive rewards system?
Yeah, so I mean I go on the leadership qualities, of course, that I've learned 20 years of training working dogs in Western Queensland and Western New South Wales. Building on just being a really good leader, I've also incorporated the new Delta system, which is positive reward, which it's all about rewarding the behaviour that you want and ignoring the behaviour that you don't want. It's a bit hard for people to get their heads around, but it's the kindest way. So you no longer are rubbing noses in soiled carpets or smacking the dog with newspaper or anything like that. You're just saying, you know what, I don't care about what you're doing right now, and allow the dog to understand that he only gets a benefit from me, and that is my attention, if he does something that I like. And it's pretty instant.
Well, dogs aren't stupid, so if they can get a bit of attention and a rub on the belly or something, they'll go, oh, what did I do to get that? Oh, I'll do that again.
Exactly. It's the same as us. I mean, we go to a Coke machine or we go to the pokies. You know, you put some coins in. If you get something out of it, well, then you're going to do it again.
Oh, absolutely. So this led you into this presenting these skills at 2009 World Dog Games?
It's pretty phenomenal. It was like Olympics for dogs. It was, I think, probably the best event I've ever been to. You've got dogs doing agility, dogs doing fly ball, and the best thing I think that's ever been invented is dock dogs, where these dogs run off this platform and jump into this massive pool, and whoever jumps
in
is top dog. So if you want to Google it, you have to just look for dock dogs.
And it's okay.
The funnest thing in the history of the world.
So did that lead you to becoming this new ambassador for the RSPCA?
Yeah, well, I mean, a few things. Obviously, being part of the World Dog Games and being presented there, I just got a lot of feedback from people saying, look, can you help me with my dog? I've tried doing the dog whisperer stuff. I've tried doing the dog listener stuff. And also, I've had a trainer out, and it just hasn't worked. And when I was doing my presentation, some of the stuff just started making sense to a lot of people and got inundated with people saying, come help me. And that led me to moving to Sydney, because I was just getting so many calls, and then became an ambassador for the Animal Welfare League, and now, yeah, the RSPCA, because, I mean, the techniques that I use are all positive and all gentle, and it fits well in with their program. So, yeah.
So the RSPCA have a campaign at the moment. It's an anti-puppy factory campaign.
Well, look, whenever you walk past pet store and they do have puppies in there, 95% of the time they're going to come from puppy farms. It's pretty much the battery dogs. It's one of those things that we don't think about. You just see all these cute little puppies, and, you know, they're in their little straw or their shredded newspaper, and they're milling around. You think, oh, how cute. And, you know, you see the 13-year-old girls tapping their glass going, yeah, I want one, and not really thinking about what's behind that. And it's a pretty evil and sinister money-making game where people have got these battery dogs, and it's very sad, and it's quite cruel, and that's why I think there's a lot of dogs that are ending back up in this RSPCA, because they haven't been brought up properly, and they've had very poor socialisation and very poor breeding and very poor health at the start of their life. And it's something that we really want to end in Australia, and so RSPCA is doing this massive campaign. They've got a lot of people on board. They've got Darren Hinch, myself, Brodie Harper, Susie Wilkes, so yeah, all trying to spread the message of closing puppy factories.
And you can find more information on this at closepuppyfactories.org. I had a look at this last night, and look, I have to say, I'm not really a dog person.
I understand you're more into the feline stuff.
But I'm not a pro-cruelty person.
And there's money to be made by these unscrupulous puppy farmers, and very sad, and it's the consumer, it's you and I, that are the ones that make the difference, just like we are with eggs or with lamb or with anything else, or pigs, anything that's cruelly farmed. We make the decision of saying, no, I'm not going to buy from a pet shop, or I'm not going to buy from a puppy farmer. I'm going to buy from a reputable breeder that I've heard about and I've done some research about. Because, of course, buying a puppy is not a thing that you just do on a whim. It's not just a Christmas present. It's something that you're going to have for 10, 15 and, 17 years. It's got to be something that's got to be well thought out, and not just bought because you're walking past a cute little group of puppies playing in a window, you know.
And ask the people that we're buying from, make sure that, you know, the values align with our own.
Yeah, I agree.
You want to find out more about what Dave's doing and all this kind of doggy behaviour stuff, you can head along to his website, which is lovedogs.com.au. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, guys, for helping spread the message. It's an important one. And, of course, if people do want to get a dog, look at the RSPCA first.
closepuppyfactories.org, or head along to Farmer Dave's website, lovedogs.com.au. You're listening to Beckfast with Beck and Lawrence.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.